Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Friday, the 29th of May, 2026, with a real feel of 21 degrees Celsius. It's currently 20 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. Lungu family insists on right to decide former late president's burial place. U.S.-Zambia relations set to grow stronger. And Kenya court halts opening of U.S. Ebola quarantine facility in the country.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The defense has argued before the South African Supreme Court of Appeal that the Zambian government has no right to override the wishes of the widow in a case involving Zambia's sixth president, Edgar Lungu, who died on June 5, 2025. The argument follows an appeal case concerning the repatriation and burial of former President Lungu. The Lungu family, through their lawyer, Tembeka Ngakutobi, further argued that it remains the family's decision to determine where to bury the body pursuant to sections 14, 10 and 9 of the South African Constitution. Mr. Ngakutobi contended that barring the late president in Zambia would allow the government to take control of the funeral proceedings, which would be against the wishes of the family. Mr. Lungu died on June 5, 2025 and remains unburied to date. The matter is still ongoing. The United States government says the next 62 years of partnership between the United States and Zambia will be stronger than previous decades as both countries remain committed to shared democratic values and principles. Speaking during celebrations of the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, U.S. Embassy in Zambia Chargé d'Affaires Mitch Coker said the two countries have over the years built a strong and remarkable relationship founded on mutual respect, sovereign equality and cooperation. He has noted that American investment in Zambia has helped create jobs and economic opportunities for many citizens, while health partnerships between the two nations have contributed to saving more than 1 million lives. Mr. Coker has stated that democracy, despite its challenges, remains the best system for empowering citizens to govern themselves and ensuring that governments serve the interests of the people.
In the exchange programs, they advance the development of our nation's future leaders. And I believe the next 62 years of our partnership will be even stronger than the first 62, because we're both committed to the same fundamental principles, that government should serve the people, that every individual deserves dignity and opportunity, that democracy, for all of its challenges, remains the best system ever devised for empowering people to govern themselves. 250 years ago, a group of imperfect people made a perfect promise that all people were created equal, that they possess unalienable rights, that government should derive its power from the consent of the governed.
And Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, has expressed gratitude to the U.S. government for the continued support across sectors including education, agriculture, energy and health.
The Zambian government appreciates the recent support by the United States worth $1.5 billion, a five-year grant covering the period April 2026 to 2030. This support will help consolidate gains in the fight against HIV and AIDS, malaria and tuberculosis, while strengthening disease surveillance systems and safeguarding maternal and child health. The tangible impact of the strategic and targeted partnership is evident in saving lives, strengthening health systems, and improving the well-being of our people.
Now, the Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP, has called on the government to clarify the source of the printout used by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, which was allegedly used to disqualify the party from filing nominations for the August 13th general election on grounds that it was a religious organization. Speaking during a media briefing, PEP 2026 presidential candidate Engineer Chanda Katotowe said recent remarks by Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Permanent Secretary Dickson Matambo that the party has never been reclassified as a church organization failed to address why ECZ disqualified the party from filing for the presidency. Engineer Katotowe said the party engaged the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security following the discovery, but that authorities were reluctant to address the matter. He has added that the party also wrote to President Hage Geingob, who has not responded to date.
This is the same position that was reiterated by Permanent Secretary in his press statement issued on 27th May 2026, but the government has failed to explain the source of the printout which ECZ, Electoral Commission of Zambia, used to disqualify us. In our party records, if our party records are still intact and our organization is still a political party, then why did Electoral Commission of Zambia disqualify us during the filing in of our nomination?
Meanwhile, PEP President Sean Tembo said legal action will be taken at the appropriate time and that all those responsible will be held accountable.
We need an explanation from him. He cannot just say PEPFAR has always been a political party and they've never been a religious organization and their members have never been outed without addressing this printout. We need him to address this printout. We need him to address this printout. We are not asking for too much. We are just asking him to address this printout. Where did the ECZ get this printout? Or maybe ECZ just printed this printout by themselves. So maybe you need to ask both the Registrar of Societies and ECZ.
In other news, the ruling UPND says it is part of the party program to discourage members who decide to stand as independent candidates after failing to secure adoption. In an interview, UPND spokesperson Cornelius Muetwa said aspiring candidates were asked what they would do if they were not adopted and many pledged to support the party's chosen candidates. Mr. Muetwa said the party is simply reminding independent candidates aligned with the UPND about the commitments they made, emphasizing that there is no cohesion or exchange of favors involved. Recently, Transparency International Zambia called for investigations into factors leading to a growing number of candidates withdrawing from parliamentary races, resulting in some candidates going unopposed ahead of the August general elections.
It is a party program to discourage members of the party who have decided to go independent to pursue that perilous path, because during the interviews they were asked, if you are left, what are you going to do? They all, you know, committed that they are going to support the candidate who is going to be adopted. So we are simply reminding them, what did you commit to the party? Can you live by your word? There is nothing like coercing them. There is nothing like exchanging anything. Asking those who have gone independent is for them to choose whether they want to remain members of the UPND or, in accordance with Article 51, they extricate themselves from the membership of the UPND.
In more news, the Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended Briquet General Dealers from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year for submitting non-genuine information in a tender for the provision of horticultural and landscaping services to Mulungushi Village Complex Limited. ZPPA Principal Public Relations Officer Inutu Mushambatwa said the authority instituted investigations in April 2026 following a complaint lodged by the Mulungushi Village Complex Limited. Ms. Mushambatwa said investigations established that Briquet General Dealers submitted three reference letters that were not genuine in the tender process. She said pursuant to the Public Procurement Act, ZPPA has since suspended Briquet General Dealers from participating in public procurement effective 19th May 2026.
ZPPA instituted an investigation following a complaint from Mulungushi Village Complex Limited. ZPPA established that Briquet General Dealers submitted three reference letters that were not genuine in the said tender. Pursuant to Section 96B of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020, as amended by the Public Procurement Amendment Act No. 17 of 2023 and Regulation 231 of the Public Procurement Regulations 2022, ZPPA has suspended Briquet General Dealers from participating in public procurement. The suspension of Briquet General Dealers from participating in public procurement is with effect from 19th May.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking. The